Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody. Good morning, evening, afternoon, wherever you are. So in today's episode, I'm going to do a mini of what's to come. I'm going to extend on this topic because it's so intense, but I'm going to talk about the origin of child abuse and if children choose trauma. This is coming up on this trauma content that I'll be unpacking a little bit deeper and more to come in terms of offers, because there's so much interference energy that's in the field right now, especially coming off of the eclipse with so much chaos and seemingly destruction energetically, as well as just distraction. There's just so much distraction. It used to be that we were in the attention economy. Now we're in the distraction economy. And unless we truly start to get into the deeper layers of how to heal our patterns, it's going to continue to be pretty rough for us. Keep in mind, the earth that we want to experience, this new earth, it's coming. It's going to be here. Jesus is coming to save. All of this stuff is literally keeping you in a state of waiting. It's keeping you in a state that you are going to be in the future. This is the illusion in it within itself. This is Maya. This is the lie. It is already here. Everything you want is already here. It's already in the now. Everything that has happened has already happened, will happen, etc. It's the physics of all of this, of how the many worlds theory works and how we can experience ourselves infinitely in any timeline we want, as long as we can hold the resonance of what that higher timeline expression is. Having said that, I'm going to get into the real definition of what trauma is from a higher level perspective. And this might surprise you. We've seen some people say that it is what happens inside of you. I define this as having gone through so much of it myself throughout my life, that it is an experience that breaks your time continuum in this life based on patterns that you have experienced in all of your lifetimes. Let me say that again. You've heard me say this before. Everything is algorithms. It's binary one and zero codes. So if you separate the emotion out of the experience, it is simply codes fulfilling themselves that do not have time as a variable per se. They are non-local. What you experience in this lifetime, you become aware of, but it is not the first time that your soul has experienced these things. That wave function was created thousands of years ago, possibly for some of you. Longer than that for some of you, that needs to close itself and fulfill itself. So the wave function can collapse, the timelines can collapse, the lifetimes can be brought up to present times in terms of contracts, and you do not have to experience that again. Because this is essentially a school of learning, but it's also a bit of a reincarnation trap, meaning we are in a bit of an infinity loop as souls. We drop the body, we move through various portals of dimensional order, we have our memories wiped like Men in Black, and then we are dropped back into this reality with very limited choice based on our level of resonance and what we learned the lifetime before as to what we will learn here, who we come from, our parents, ancestral DNA, ancestral heritage, epigenetics, etc. I believe that we have a very limited pool. We want to come into a certain amount of time. We absolutely agree at that level, at soul level, to do so because we understand that there is way more than this. And we want to keep coming down to earth to get the hell out of it, to free our minds, to free our souls' entrapments. So the origin of trauma has to do with soul contracts, and it has to do with your origin of consciousness. If somewhere down the road you were born into a family that had nefarious, dark energy in general. I'm talking royal bloodlines. I'm talking desperation. I'm talking deep levels of famine. If you have experienced the cycle of birth, betrayal, okay, death and rebirth, which is exactly what religious scriptures are selling you. There's a birth, there's some level of betrayal. Hello, Judas. Okay, everyone has betrayed me. There's the death of Jesus, and then there's the rebirth. That cycle is representing an algorithmic sequence that works in the all that is. That is across all religions, that betrayal is the biggest frequency crusher of the heart frequency of our heart field. Our heart field has a completely different field. This is totally as a side note. Every other meridian system in our body can essentially be hijacked except for our hearts. It's an impenetrable field. The darkness cannot get in there unless you allow it. So going back to the definition of trauma is it's just a set of patterns fulfilling itself. And then your free will essentially is how you experience those patterns in order for them to fulfill themselves, collapse the timeline, and ultimately for your highest evolution. So you don't have to repeat this shit. Keep in mind, everything is a game. It's like one big computer program. If you have done some type of nefarious dealings, or let's say you fell prey to somebody who did you wrong and you were betrayed, you were lied to, you were disempowered, you were killed by a family. Many of you have had Egyptian lifetimes. Let's say you've been killed by a family member or a sibling or something like this. It will be tracked down through a maternal line or paternal line, through a feminine or a masculine. This is how we decipher these patterns, like how I would see them when I'm reading you or scanning you or looking at the bottom line codes that are stopping you or hindering you from being your best self and freeing your mind and being able to have it all. I have to get very granular in terms of details. So if I look at you and you, let's say, run perpetual self-sabotage, I want to know why that is. And I have to keep going and drilling down and going back, 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 back. I have to open up these different aspects of information of you to see the inception point of the origins of this pattern. When were these created? So lifetimes will present themselves and string together, okay, like string theory, based on pattern. There's a whole bunch of quantum mechanics around this, in terms of spiritual quantum mechanics, where they're strung together through kind of nodal points. It's literally like a blockchain. So I have to go as far back as I can, based on the level of resonance that you're at, based on the layer that is being presented at the time on what you can handle so it doesn't become so distorting, and then release you from that, which brings me to why we want to become so karma neutral. I've said this before, carbon neutral, right? Which is one big disguise for karma neutral. When you are karma neutral, the game is over for you. Okay, you ascend. When you're karma neutral, you truly ascend. Ascended, quote unquote, mastery, which I will do a totally, completely other podcast on, can be done in several ways. The darkness, what you're seeing as high holy ascended masters, quote unquote, they're not, they're descended masters, utilize energy, children, sacrifice, all of these very dark, manipulative ways to harvest energy. They have to have energy. They are psychopathic in nature. This consciousness, you've heard me say this before, will utilize lower vibrational energy. They will utilize mind control. They will use music. They will use seduction. They will use sex magic. They will use the energy and the purity of fetuses. I know this sounds really crazy, but it's just true. Don't believe me. Look at every single control system right now and see what's at the root of it, which is total and complete corruption based on human exploitation. So I say that because it has everything to do with the origin of contracts as to why these patterns, let's say, of self-sacrifice, self-abuse, self-abandonment, disempowerment have aggregated over time, over thousands of years. Children get looped up into that cycle. They get looped up into it. And the children that are choosing to be reborn and reborn and reborn are essentially not choosing it. They are being held captive in a perpetual enslavement loop. It's literally hell. And somewhere down the road, there's two ways that this happens because we have to experience everything as a soul. We have come here as a reflection and a fragment of God, as individual little feedback loops to have the universe experience itself in all forms and understand itself better, like one big quantum computing machine. You have access to all of that too, as you get more and more online. Okay, as your DNA starts to fire up and you expand beyond the two strands that we have been devolved into, one strand reptilian, one strand mammalian. Okay, that is not natural. Getting our DNA restored back to its crystalline nature and then expanded back into the way beyond 12, even up to 22, 24 strands, and quantumly beyond that, which will be for a whole other podcast, which I believe is part of, at least what I've been shown is part of my mission here, is to restore crystalline DNA and restore the codes of pure source, Christ consciousness, far beyond that. Restore balance, love, truth, this kind of higher dimensional sacred order. So the children who are being sacrificed for all this nefarious, dark, psychopathic agenda by this quote-unquote virus that's infiltrated our own consciousness is, from what I can see now, being held captive in a soul harvesting loop. It's definitely heartbreaking to watch. Not all children are stuck in this loop, but if somewhere down the road you had a very deep religious contract that went horribly wrong, let's say, and you got tripped up into things like Scientology or just deep levels of sacrificial control over thousands of years, there were rituals. Dark rituals that were going on from Egyptian timeline and so on. If that went horribly awry in any form or fashion, and you were part of that at some soul level and it didn't go well, there was a lot of karma that got stacked on. The crossing of karmic lines means that there is a retribution. There is a spiritual debt that you have to pay off. So somehow that has to fulfill itself. So there is a correction that you are attempting to make at soul level when, let's say, the abuse happens. So if you came here to override addiction, abuse, and free yourself officially out of the loop of constantly having to be abused, constantly having to feel like you're not enough, disempowerment, never fulfilling your potential, always having your power taken from you, see if this resonates. Let's say as a black sheep of the family, you end up holding the family together based on your light, based on your level of resonance, but you're the one who has to go through all the heavy shit because the family is incapable of handling it. And as a result, you don't fulfill your potential. And there's an aspect of you that knows it. That is a very heartbreaking experience. So let's say the lesson for you in this lifetime, let's say you experience child abuse and then subsequent abuse in every decade, you would have to learn, come hell or high water, how to set boundaries within your family system. You would have to maybe go into no contact for a while. You would have to, come hell or high water, invest in everything you could in yourself to move yourself out of that dynamic. You have to shift yourself into a different reality. It's all about a screen change. A part of that is separating the emotional experience that you have from what actually happened. And then you can reset the emotional experience in a session with me or whoever does things, something like this, somatic experiencing, your response to whatever happened to the trauma. And then that's how you start to unravel it. So if you don't feel safe in your body, then you would want to be doing a lot of psychosomatics, right? Psychosomatic frequency work, quantum psychosomatics, that's kind of at the heart of what I do, this intersection of multiple fields where we're moving and working at a quantum level, but you feel it in the physical body. It's very deep. We're actually at the level of consciousness that we can handle this stuff now. You need enough inertia. You need enough spiritual mass to kick these patterns and pull them up and out. The faster you start connecting, or let's say the faster you pick up momentum, the quicker these things connect. And then you just start feeling better. You don't have to be in the same reality that's going to create a feedback loop of constant trauma. People who can actually unpack this for themselves and start to understand the mechanics of all this stuff, which is why I talk so heavily about the mechanics, you really start to see how this reality works. And then you start to utilize the same tools, let's say, that this nefarious consciousness is using, but you're using it from an illuminated consciousness, from pure source. And that is what makes you the real 1%. That is where things become very, very exciting. And your life really, truly, you get these very expansive moments where you're just so deeply grateful to be alive. Regardless, if you're going through a crunchy moment, you're like, it's great because I just like, I'm fucking ready to take it all on and blow it all up and keep changing identities because you want to see how good it can get for you. Many of you have front-loaded your life with lessons. I was a heavy front-loader. I chose to just take it all on early, kind of get it over with, and then really start relaxing into the second, third half or third quarter, whatever, the other half of my life, which I'm just getting into, I would say, now. I can feel this enormous shift coming. There's just been so many lifetimes where I've prepared for this moment. Things are getting more clear for me. You can probably maybe feel or see the difference in how I look online or the sessions or the podcast, or maybe you don't. If you're new, welcome, hi. But I certainly can feel it. And the more I let go of who I think I am, the more of myself I can actually hold, which is the light. And unfortunately, if you can look at the quote-unquote horrific in simulation that's being held or entrapped inside of a simulation, kind of like Saturn that has all the rings. So Saturn is a prison planet. It has rings around it, okay? So Earth is a different type of prison planet where there's simulations inside of simulations inside of simulations that are being held together by a perceptual grid, okay? It's like a web inside of a web inside of a web. How virtual can reality get where it can only go inside, it can only continue to invert itself, which is like, again, that simulation inside of a simulation. When you start to clear your patterns, you're moving beyond the inversion. You're transcending the inversion. That's why I really call dark patterns inverted patterns. So this is an inverted matrix we're living in. We're living in duality that is not natural, but we need that contrast to maintain our form. That's literally at the physics of what electromagnetic energy is, resistance, inertia. Physics is always talking about the resistance. There's always resistance against something else. We have to have that in order to see what the truth of something is. And that's essentially at the very, very darkest, deepest, gnarliest level of a pattern around what's happening specifically with children or those who have abuse that they're experiencing. There's some type of corresponding pattern that's running in the background that is creating that level of resistance. And the more that goes unaddressed, the worse it gets. The more that pattern aggregates, that's why it can feel really, really friggin' dense to witness the atrocities that are happening in this reality now, because consciousness is rising so quickly that this level of darkness cannot sustain itself. That's why it's so in our faces. And it's going to be in your faces through anything that you choose to believe that is extreme in belief that will operate off of your lower third. Okay. And I'm talking about emotion, fear, betrayal, anxiety, sadness, all of that. That is any kind of buy-in that you have that is not to your highest and purest potential has the capacity to be able to infiltrate and interfere with your path. And that is not to keep you in fear. That is to keep you observing your relationship to your environment based on the level that you are consuming. Okay, of content you're consuming, of what you're choosing to give your energy to, what you're putting into your bodies. All of that is for you to observe if you're in a state of avoidance or if you are in a state of presence. I'm going to leave you with that question and I'll see you guys in part two.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.